Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
It's Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM station. And I'm here with a young and talented singer-songwriter who goes by the name of Ava Domini. She is Orange County based and she's just 13 years old, but she already released her first single. It's called Put Me on the Shelf. She's going to perform that live right now at our Pearl Street Studios. After that, we'll chat with her a little bit. But for now, here it is. Put Me on the Shelf, Ava Domini live at KX93.5. Take it away.
On the bench, I don't even want to know about the texts that they send. I haven't seen you recently because you were hanging with your friends. Yeah, I just want to see your face, and lately I've been wondering when. I don't like this, boy, you've been putting me off. Should I even try anymore? Every call I make, every breath I take, you are always searching for more. I won't spend my time on you. You're so heartless, so heartless. It's like you don't have a clue about this, baby. You don't put me first, and it only gets me hurt. I'm not gonna. Shelf, eh? Oh, oh, ooh, put me on the shelf, eh? Oh, oh, ooh, oh, just be happy you'll be getting more time for yourself. I'm just over you putting in time for everyone else. I didn't like this, boy, you were putting me off. Now I'm stopped caring for sure. Every call I made, every breath I take, you were always searching for more. I won't spend my time on you. You're so heartless, so heartless. It's like you don't have a clue about this, baby. You don't put me first, and it only gets me hurt. I'm not gonna.
Ava Domini live on Human Crafted Radio. That was her first ever single and her first appearance on live radio. Is that true?
Yes, this is my first time being on any radio station.
Well, I'm so glad that you decided to debut with us, and I'm super glad to have you here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm really excited to be here at 93.5.
Yeah, we're really excited to have you. Pull the microphone just a little bit closer. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, how does this
we got you switching microphones and everything. There you go.
Is that better?
That's perfect. So You're 13 years old.
Yes.
You picked up a guitar when you were 8 years old.
That is correct. I started lessons when I was 8, but I've been singing pretty much my whole life. I've always just made up little songs like while I was brushing my teeth or making my bed. So music has always been a part of my life.
Well, is there someone in your family that inspired you to pick up an instrument? Do you have a musical family?
My mom is really the only person who has sung in their life, I guess. She hasn't really, she was mostly a dancer, but she's, I think, where I got it from. So, yeah, my mom.
That's awesome. And is this your mom right here? Is this
yes.
Heather?
Yes. Heather.
Oh, she's doing the Instagram Live. Make sure to go on Instagram and watch this in studio session. And that's Ava Domini.
@Ava_Domini. Yes.
And yeah, if you're just tuning in, she is a 13-year-old singer-songwriter. She's only 13, but she has been up to a lot lately. You have been performing all over, and we'll talk about that. But first, let's continue to talk a little bit about your background. So you picked up the guitar, started getting lessons at 8 years old, and you've been working with the OC Hit Factory in Tustin for a while. Can you tell me a little bit about that experience and when you started and what you've learned there?
So I've been working with the OC Hit Factory ever since I believe I was 10 years old at a different location. But I've been working at the Tustin location. I've been doing all the songwriting camps there, which is a really fun experience because you get a lot of writing done and you get to write your own songs, but you also have a lot of fun because the area is just really awesome. It has a bunch of little restaurants and shops that you can look around during lunch, but it's just a really like welcoming and cool experience.
And what school do you go to? Do you go to junior high, high school?
Yeah,
or anything?
I'm in middle school. I go to LRMS. It's Ladera Ranch Middle School.
Right on. And how'd you hear about OC Hit Factory?
I think it was mutual friends. At the old location. It was so long ago. I can't remember.
You've obviously learned a lot there. When did you write your first song?
I wrote my first song when I was 10 years old, actually at the OC Hit Factory, when I first went there. It's run by Thomas Barceau. He handles most of the recording sessions and songwriting camps there. So yeah, I was 10.
Cool. Yeah. I think we've had him in here. I didn't personally have OC Hit Factory on my show, but I know that we've been in contact with them and it's really cool. We love what they're doing. Any place that gives kids an alternative option for studying music, you know, because you can't always study what you want to study musically in your high school or your public school or even your private school. So sometimes you got to take it into your own hands, and that's awesome. You have supportive parents. So that song that you just performed live is your latest single. You can actually get a recorded version on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you like to get your music. And it's called Put Me on the Shelf. Where did you record that?
I recorded that at OC Hit Factory.
That's so cool. They're a one-stop shop.
Yeah, I do. I do recording sessions there almost every week. I do sometimes covers, but also sometimes originals, and that's where Put Me on the Shelf was recorded.
Well, we love it. And you take voice lessons there as well?
Yes, I do. I take voice lessons with Jessica Cabral. She's at the OC Hit Factory, and I take them every 2 weeks.
Right on. All right. Well, I would love to have our listeners hear another live one if you're in the mood.
Yeah, of course.
What's another song you'd like to play?
This is another song that I wrote, and it's called Keep Your Head Up. I wrote it with somebody named Gavin Bailey.
All right. Keep Your Head Up.
Mics.
Ava Domini live on Human Crafted Radio. She is 13 years old, and she is performing live in studio right now with Keep Your Head Up. Take it away.
Story in the book of a million rhymes. to the voices in your head. They're only there to bring you down. In this life, yeah, it's a circus, and you're not the
Keep Your Head Up, original song by Ava Domini live on KX93.5. That is so beautiful. I wish I had heard that song while it was foggy the last week or two, straight over here in Laguna Beach. Would have put a smile on my face.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we had a listener ride in and tell me that he would never have guessed that you're 13 if I didn't say anything. And he said, you are an amazing young lady.
Oh, thank you.
And I would have to agree. You have a beautiful voice. It's very developed.
Thank you. It helps when I have vocal lessons every other week that Jessica teaches me different techniques and stuff to help sing higher or better and have a better vocal range, but not to hurt your vocal cords either.
That's so important. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stick with that, you know. I also sing. I'm a singer-songwriter, and until I took actual vocal lessons, learning about breathing and mm-hmm. classical technique, really, I had a hard time. I had a lot of tension. It really helps just to open up. And if you can sing correctly, you put a lot less wear and tear on your instrument. So keep doing that. And then, of course, your tone just gets so much better, more natural.
And breathing from your diaphragm always helps too. Your diaphragm's of your stomach area, but a little below.
Not from your chest and shoulders.
It'll strain your voice.
So you have done some really cool things. You performed the national anthem for Dodgers game at the Dodgers Stadium, as well as at the Staples Center for the Lakers. How'd you get that gig? That's really cool.
Well, my mom helps market my social media. And
is she your momager?
She is my yes. Yes, you are. You so are. Well, she kind of is. She kind of is. Or yeah. So she helped a lot with me getting that job, and it was when she told me the news, I think it was after school in the car, she just kind of brought it up and told me, and I was so shocked and surprised. I was are you serious? That's unbelievable. And I was I can't believe I'm singing on the stage that so many famous artists have, Taylor Swift or Selena Gomez or bands too. And it's just crazy.
Yeah, I see. I'm going to watch the video later. I see it on YouTube. Okay, that's how many people do those stadiums hold? 20, 40, I don't know, tens of thousands of people.
Yeah. And I was, I obviously had butterflies, but I was really excited too. I just had butterflies because I was nervous of messing up. I mean, every singer has that, but it was just such an amazing experience. I know I've said that before, but it was to just see, to perform in front of all of those people and at a pro, basketball game was just it was crazy because there was a lot of people in those stadiums, and I just looked up, and they looked like dots.
Yeah, what a great experience. Crazy. Yeah, you will be more prepared for that situation in the future, you know? You're getting such great experience young. And you've also performed at House of Blues, some other cool venues. And how did you get on? It says that you were featured vocally on South Park. How'd that happen?
Okay, so I used to be, before I was like a singer, before I bought a guitar and like sang, I was actually an actress when I was younger. And I was like 5 or something when I got the South Park job. But I just, like, sang in fake German on one of the episodes. I think it was, like, a Christmas-themed episode.
In fake German?
Yeah, it was literally, like, Snowe in the Schule or something like that. It was just, it was really funny. I didn't really know better at the time. But I really wanted to see the episode, and my mom's like, okay, well, fast forward to the end where your part is.
That's classic.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Yeah, I used to, when I was younger, I did, like, some extra stuff.
Yeah.
I did some other things, but I did, like, this extra in the X-Files. And the episode was way too gnarly for me to watch when I was young. So just watch the intro where you see me running through the screen for a second. But yeah, so I know what that's like. It's like, that's yeah, so South cool Park though. Can be, South Park can be a little bit...
adult.
Harsh. Yeah. Yes. Okay, so let's do one more. Are you down to play one more song for us?
Yeah, of course. The next song I have prepared is called Tonight, and it's I'm banging into everything here. And it's about just like following your dreams and just making them happen, whether it takes you through stuff that you may not like, but your goal is like what you're trying to get to.
Just stay the course. Yeah. It's about grit.
Exactly.
You've got it, young lady. All right.
This is Tonight.
If you're just tuning in, Ava Domini, she's performing her original song Tonight right now live on KX93.5. Take it away.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ava Domini live on KX93.5 with her original song, Tonight. She's 13 years old. If you're just tuning in, she's a local singer-songwriter. She's done a lot of stuff. She's been on TV shows. She's been at Dodger Stadium and Staples Center performing the national anthem before Lakers and Dodgers games. And she also writes and records and takes lessons at the OC Hit Factory in Tustin. And yeah, we're just super stoked to have young, talented musicians like this in our area. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, of course. It was a really awesome experience to be here, and definitely one of my favorite like musical things, because I've never been a part of like a radio show or radio station before, and it's like really cool to see it all.
Well, you were an awesome guest. You're welcome back on my show anytime. And let me just ask you before you leave. So you're 13, you have the world ahead of you. Where do you see yourself in like 10 years?
10 years? Well, I hope to come out with like an EP soon, which is, well, I came out with my first single recently, but I hope to have more music out by then. And I think in 10 years, music-wise, I just like to be recognized kind of, like maybe on YouTube or social media or something, but yeah.
Well, stay the course. Stay the course, and the world shall know your name.
Thank you.
No, really, you do have it. You have the talent, and all you need to do is keep following your passion. And yeah, I mean, you've got years on me, 13, and already doing all that. That's incredible. So yeah, if you're just tuning in, Ava has a single available on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you like to get your music. It's called Put Me on the Shelf. She also has a music video for that. If you go to YouTube, Ava Domini. Do you have a website or anywhere people can follow you?
Yes, I do. My website is just Ava Domini. So it's AvaDomini. And make sure to go check out all my social media and stuff. Thank you.
And on Instagram, it's at Ava_
Yes.
Domini.
It's underscore for Instagram. Ava underscore Domini. And make sure to also go subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm trying to get those subs higher.
Right on. Yeah, and check out the new video for Put Me on the Shelf while you're at it. All right. Thank you so much, Ava. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Take care.